How do I know if this is even working?
Ladies of the LLLLV.
Thank you. I'll be here all year. Or as long as you listen. Or really just whichever comes first or is better. Okay, I'm gonna stop talking now. Bye.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Ladies of the LV. Amy's really excited to introduce the show today. Go ahead, Amy.
I can't introduce the show. I don't know these ladies. These are your friends.
We just met.
I know. See what she does to
you? You're close. I hate introducing because I feel so awkward. And I just feel like I just want
to... Do you want us to introduce
now
ourselves?
No. I like introducing the people. But what do I say? Like, welcome back, everyone. Well, what I want to say is super inappropriate.
Okay.
You know, so I won't do it.
Well, why wouldn't you?
I want to hit the record button and then be like, what up, bitches?
Why is that inappropriate?
Why wouldn't you? It's your show. You can say whatever
you just did
you
it.
Want.
So you just yeah. did
That's
it.
That's why you are on
that
the show
That could be your
right
new
now.
Tagline.
Okay,
just what up, bitches?
That's
what up,
it.
Bitches.
Thank you. You've helped me come up with it.
You're welcome.
All right. $5, super excited to be back. This is our third episode.
Yeah.
Amy Unger.
Awesome ladies.
I feel like third time's a charm.
I think so, too. This is going to be a good one.
You can feel it.
First time with two people.
Two at a
tag
time.
Tag team.
It's only because she stalks me, and I couldn't do this.
She doesn't leave you.
Because she just never leaves me alone.
Whatever.
Listen, it makes sense to me to have the two of you on together, because I often think of you as like a package deal. But I'm also going to honor your individual badassness, so don't stress.
It's fine.
I have two sections here. All right.
I know you have so many little.
She has
like
notes.
Little.
I highlighted
homeworking
keywords.
Notes.
You know,
it's adorable.
We're trying to find our rhythm. We found our rhythm. So I just want to talk about where we are and how I feel like there's nothing more that could be happening to make me feel happy. I just feel like we're in an actor studio in Allentown, A-Town. I'm drinking red wine out of a big plastic cup.
Best for you, honey.
And I'm surrounded by beautiful women. So I'm super pumped. Okay, so we have two ladies of the LV on the podcast today. Kathy Patterson, or as I like to call... K-Pats with a money sign and a Z.
That's right. Ooh, that's so fitting.
And
really.
Rachel Williams. I actually wrote your last names down because I was worried that I was going to like blank and
they're really
names.
Hard to remember.
I know. They're so easy.
Like two hockey sticks.
Oh, that would have been nice.
Your Instagram handle throws me off sometimes. Is it like is your maiden name in there?
My middle name is Greer.
Oh.
So it's Rachel Greer. That's what, yeah.
Hashtag follow Rachel. She's a great account.
And her professional name, Rachel G. Williams.
Okay.
Yeah. Am I a professional? Look her up, people.
No, all right. I'm barely a professional.
Professional, what? We don't know.
No, that's true.
I would like to start with how the three of us met, because Amy has actually not heard this story.
I have not. I'm excited.
I would like to go back in time to the beginning of 2014, Pennsylvania Playhouse. Yes. So we did a show together called The Royal Family at the Playhouse.
Nice.
Of course. No, it's a great show. Yep. She's chugging her beer.
She needs a drink.
Okay. So it's a three-act British comedy. By the way, that was the first play I've ever done.
It actually wasn't British. It was based on the Barrymore family.
I thought it was British.
No, they're American.
Oh.
Look at your knowledge.
Fine.
Oh, dumping it all over the table.
Ow.
Listen.
Wow.
I thought, okay, well, it was a straight play, and I'd never done a straight play before.
Mm-hmm. Really? You only done musicals before that?
Yeah.
That's because you're so darn good at it.
She is really
listen,
good
Listen,
this
is about you guys.
Sorry.
They have this thing where they compliment people, they just tell you how much they hate you, and then you should basically go suck a D.
Yeah. So, if I tell you that I want to punch you in the throat, that means
it's
I love you
it's true love.
So much.
High
I have cuteness aggression.
Right. Yeah, she does.
It's a thing.
I was really happy the first time you told me you wanted to punch me.
Oh,
you should
I
have
still
been.
Do.
When I met Kathy, it was pretty much a known fact that like I immediately was in love with her.
Yeah.
Everyone knew it. And people,
do you think it was the 400 pictures you took on her lap every time I saw on Facebook? Was that it?
Whoa.
Yeah. I don't think I was sitting on your laugh.
A lot of them were pretty close together. And we got her the hat. Remember you got her the cray hat? Was it cray?
I did get you a hat.
Yeah, I remember that.
You loved that hat.
Yes.
Whatever.
No, it was adorable. It wasn't.
I was enamored by how amazing you were.
So you were obsessed before she was, so.
That's a thing.
I don't know if it's before. I think it's probably the same time.
It could be a thing.
No, you were before her.
Oh, I see.
That's right.
There's something floating in my wine, but I'm just going to do it.
That's okay. It's the studio. It's probably something left over from
the Okay, I just saw
it. Now, were the three of you in the play?
Okay, I'm sorry.
I was barely in the play. Okay, I was barely in that play.
This was the winter of, like, the polar vortex. So there were, like, 4 blizzards a week. I'm overestimating there.
It's okay.
But it was frigid outside all the time.
It was bad. Yeah.
So we probably were supposed to have like 9 performances, and I think we ended up having 4.
I want to say 4.
Was it that
5.
Few?
Yeah. Well, also because Kathy had a minor heart attack during one of the performances.
It ended up not being because it happened again, like, a year ago.
Yeah, it seems to be a theme for her.
It's called supraventricular tachycardia, and it's the heart rate goes into overdrive, which I'm now medicated for. But
that's like the second time.
That was during the show?
Yeah, it was during the show, during intermission. Can I tell the story?
Please do.
Oh, my gosh. It was before intermission. The scene was me dressed in this overcoat, and I play an actress who is very dramatic, and threw myself on the floor, and I'm, going overacting. And by the time the intermission came around, we went downstairs to the dressing room, and I was, like, heated. Like, I was hyperventilating. It was, like, very hot. And then all of a sudden, my heart rate shot up, and I looked over at Ronnie and Rachel, and I said, don't panic. And, of course, the first thing they do is, like, look panicked.
Sure.
But my heart rate is really high right now, and it's not coming down. So we had to kind of delay on the starting of Act 2, was it?
But she finished the show.
I finished the show and then went straight to the hospital.
That's a trooper.
And you were there for like a day?
4 days. Four days. Yeah.
Did you visit her and sit on her lap in the hospital?
No. She didn't.
But I like barely slept that night.
I've never forgotten.
You sent me a Snapchat from your hospital bed.
Yeah, that's
at like 1 o'clock in the morning.
I probably did.
So I knew she was okay enough to Snapchat.
But that was the first time that happened. So you said that was terrifying.
Again, a year ago at PA Playhouse.
What?
Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ended up in the hospital like a year.
Was that during a marriage of inconvenience?
Yes.
I follow you.
Same thing. So now, it's going to lead, that segues into this.
Yes.
But, I don't know if you wanted to go there.
Actually, so let me just put a cap on the royal family because there were a lot of other things that happened. It was it could have been an amazing show, and it was when we got to do it. But the best part was that I got to meet the two of you. Aww, so it happens for a reason.
That's so sweet.
Punch her in the face.
Let's
right
do
now.
It right now.
Punch me!
Get her.
Amy! Okay, so obviously, if you haven't figured it out, Kathy is an actress, an amazing actress. So is Rachel.
But we're focusing on Kathy right now.
Stop it.
An amazing actress. She's a member of the Screen Actors Guild. Okay, like she's legit, and she makes you want to up your game 100%. So I'm curious. We are now sitting in an actor studio that Kathy owns and founded, and so the last time I, was really around you, you were solely focused on acting. So talk to us about the journey from that into where we are now sitting.
Okay. Well, like I touched on the whole supraventricular tachycardia, that it happened a year ago again, and I'm sitting on stage again, and the heart rate shoots up. I didn't say anything to anybody when I got off stage, excuse me, but I said, called my husband, I said, where's the nearest hospital? So he told me where it was. I was in again for 4 days. Long story short, I'm now medicated, to keep the heart rate regulated, which led me to a real crossroad in my life because I'm a great believer in God, and I believe everybody's given a gift, whether it's acting or music or whatever, accounting. So I spent a lot of time, sort of contemplating and praying, okay, if you're going to give me this gift and then take it away, what's next? I don't understand. What am I going to do with my life if I can't be on stage.
Yeah.
And so one thing that I really, really love to see in theater is other people to succeed, to be the best that they can be, like you said, you know, upping your game. Mm-hmm. And thank you for that.
Of course. So
I had a brunch with a friend of mine, and we were tossing around the idea of like a weekend workshop, you know, bringing, you know, people in and doing audition workshops and scene studies and stuff like that. And then it just kind of evolved that before I knew it, I was applying for an LLC, for an actor's studio. So I'm thinking, okay, if not on stage, then this is what I meant to do, mm-hmm. you know, because it happened so quickly. And I believe that's how God works. You know, the doors just start to open. And the next thing you know, I'm owning an actor's studio, which allowed me to also do something that I love to do, and that was to help other actors succeed and be the best that they can be. You know, come here, do your training, practice your craft, and then go.
Yeah.
Go out to, you know, all the various locations, PA Playhouse or Civic or New York or Philly. You know, come here and get your training. And I didn't want people to have to go to New York City. I didn't want them to have to go to Philly to get top quality training. In the Lehigh Valley, our children are well looked after. Thank you for looking after our children, theatrically speaking.
I got your back.
and we really appreciate that. There is so much going on in Lehigh Valley for the children, and it's wonderful. But as soon as they graduate from high school, that's it. Mm-hmm. You know?
You mean like classes and workshops.
And workshops and, mm-hmm. and coaching and looking after our adult community. There was nothing. I mean, I can't say that in all fairness. There are several adult acting classes. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to do like training for an actor that's reasonably priced. I wanted it to be easily accessible. And I didn't see a lot of that available or any of that available in this area. So it just kind of evolved into that. We opened the doors, and then Rachel will address, you know, her theater company that they started.
I have a theater company?
Well, you told me you did.
Ooh, it's going to be awkward a little later.
But anyway, she'll edit that part out. She really doesn't have one. But in collaborating with them, we were having play readings, and they've been rehearsing the Glass Menagerie here that they're putting on next month. So I mean, it's not just a place to come and learn and become better at your craft, but it's also a place where we can just, as actors, just hang out.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
talk about life, or talk about theater, or not talk about theater. You know, it's a nice, safe, judgment-free zone for the creative people to come and just hang, you know? And that's,
yeah.
Yeah, so to me, yeah. It's like, okay, you know, this is the next phase of my life, and here I am thinking I'm almost 60 years old starting a new business. You know, that's insane. I should be, you know, on a beach somewhere.
You really should be on a beach somewhere.
Well, maybe I will.
All right.
Kathy.
Yeah, that's how it happened.
Well, it's amazing, and obviously, you know, if you're listening, you can't see it, but you should probably come visit because it's gorgeous, and there's a mini fridge filled with wine and beer.
Yeah.
So
water.
You better watch out, because now that I know where it is, I might just pop in.
Well, good.
My way home from work.
Good.
You know? Thanks. Okay, so perfect segue into Rachel.
Yes.
So, all right, there's so many things I want to talk about, but I first want to know, what was the conversation like when you were saying, okay, I'm going to open a studio? Was Rachel immediately like, well, I've been thinking about doing this, or was it more of like a collaborative discussion?
I think they were two separate things.
They were two separate
things.
They
just kind of collided at the same
time.
Yeah,
I mean, I wanted to help her in any way that I could, and I have. I think mm-hmm. I have. Yeah. I've also, you know, just used her space and drank her wine also, to be fair.
Yeah.
But the idea, and I am going to, you know, give you a little bit of fluff here. It's not just the fact that I have a theater company and I don't have a theater yet, my own theater.
Mm-hmm.
That she has allowed me to rehearse here, and as you can see, kind of made a mess of all my stuff in her space, is a great thing. But it's also a space where you can hold auditions, which people have also done. She didn't bring that up. We've had other, I think it was a small theater company, or not a, a film, a film.
We've had
company.
Auditions for local film.
Yes.
We're having Associated Mess is doing their auditions.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Next week here,
so it's a great space, and she makes it affordable so that you can get in here. Because if you're an actor or you have a theater company or you're starting any kind of film company, you don't have a lot of capital.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of these other spaces, if they're even available, are too much money.
They're out of reach financially.
They're beyond out of reach financially.
I always say creativity before the bottom line.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's important too.
But she means it. You know, I mean, she really does. And you know, she's only asked me to give her, I think it was my, was it my second born?
I like your second born better.
Todd, yeah.
Sorry, Maddie.
It's okay. Todd's wonderful. So I do really want to stress that, I mean, like she had said, the kids are well taken care of. But for someone like me who didn't start doing this till she was 40, this would have been a wonderful space for me.
To just come and learn.
You know, and I know there's other people like that.
Yeah.
So she's done a thing that I don't think people realize, that she's bringing in people from New York and Philly to teach you here. So you have to drive 10 minutes, not 2.5 hours. So,
yeah, we've got an industry professional, Clayton Prince, coming next month. Yeah.
Can I come?
You can come wherever you want.
Absolutely.
To be.
I mean, we've got all kinds of things lined up in the future. So, yeah.
You guys are just making me real excited about life.
Well, that's really nice.
Great.
Do you ever have moments where you just get like random butterflies, but it's not romantical? It's like you're just feeling pumped for life.
Romantical.
Is it
a new word?
I'm feeling pumped AF.
That's good.
So to get out there and live my life.
Well, that's good.
Do you want some wine, Amy?
No. Stop trying to tempt
me. Amy Unger is not drinking right now. She gave it up
for
Lent.
It's a Lenten thing.
It's Lent.
And the devil here is tempting me.
I'm not the devil.
There's no devil here.
I'm merely an advocate.
An advocate? Nice.
For drinking.
Yes. Nice. I like it.
Well, nobody drinks alone, so you're okay.
That's true.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Not here.
You're welcome.
I'm curious now, how did the two of you meet originally? I don't think we covered that yet.
This started with your last interview,
Elaine
Zelker.
Okay.
I took an audition boot camp with Elaine and her husband Zeke a few years ago. And had my headshots taken from her, and we kind of kept in touch. Well, about, 4 or 5 years?
I don't know, 40,
yeah.
Something.
Yeah, yeah, about 5 years ago, I think, Elaine messaged me and said, I had a girl here today doing her headshots, and she wants to get into acting, and do you mind if I give her your name? And I was like, oh, God, you know,
it was a good reaction. I know, it was not a girl.
Roll. It's like, oh, really, please, you know? And then I said, sure, okay, whatever. And then you didn't get a hold of me, but Elaine gave me her contact information. I thought, oh God, this is not going to happen because, you know, at that point in time, I was not into, you know, teaching or coaching or anything like that. But something in the back of my mind said, you know what, get in touch with this girl. So I messaged her.
Fate.
I said, Elaine Zelker gave me your name and said, you know, that you're interested in getting into the...
And I was like, I'm sorry, who's this?
And with love.
I have multiple things about your friendship I'd like to discuss.
I saw your
stories.
Do either
of you need another drink before I get
good.
Into it?
I'm fine.
I'm good.
I just realized I like popped the cork open in front of my microphone.
You did, but that's kind of perfect.
It, like,
that's
right.
Good.
Okay, so
that's
I...
good.
Well, I think it's me.
Afterwards, after studio.
Oh, yeah, I want to... Quick tab.
Yes,
I want to find out why you named it that.
I named it after words, like words, not WARDS, but words, because our job as actors starts after the words are written.
So
giving props to the playwright,
good, yeah.
Because they have one of the hardest jobs. I cannot write. I can barely write my own name. So I look at scripts, I look at plays, and I think these people are amazing that they can come up with these stories. So our job comes in after they're done putting the words on paper. So that's how I came up with the name.
What, was that like a middle of the night, like 3 a.m.?
No, actually it had to do with her theater company. They were looking for names.
Yeah.
And
she gave that name, and then she kind of messaged me privately and said, please don't use that name, because I really want, I'm like, all right, I'll.
Because I thought, oh, I really like that. And then I thought, at the time I was thinking about an actor studio. I'm thinking, oh crap, I hope they don't choose afterwards. But they chose a different one. I was like, yes, I'm going to totally LLC that baby.
Yeah, you did.
LLC that.
LLC it.
Why did you choose Between the Lines?
It just, I loved, because I, it's kind of what she said, yeah. But I think it's just kind of all that work. Yeah, but all the work goes between, mm-hmm. all the subtleties and everything as an actor is kind of between all those lines and all those words.
Yeah.
That's why. True. Yeah, it's true. So
are you a co-founder of Between
I am. Lines? I have a man that's the co-founder with me. And I'm so sorry.
It's okay. No, give credit where credit's due.
Well, right, he here. Does his stuff. He's yeah. you know.
So what's your goal for your theater company? Like, what do you hope?
There's a lot of theater companies in Lehigh Valley, and we know that. And they pop up like every 10 minutes, it seems almost, which I think is actually great because that means people want to, mm-hmm. you know, create art. Yeah. What I think makes us different is we feel like we're about the artist. Like, everybody's about the audience, mm-hmm. and making sure that the shows are what the audience wants to see and the product is what the audience wants to see. But our consumer is the artist. And if we teach them and nurture them to be the best that they can be, it's going to be amazing for the audience anyway. But our focus is the artist, whether you want to learn how to stage manage or direct or perform or light design or whatever you want to do, we want to be able to give you that opportunity, especially as an adult. I mean, again, when I started this when I was 39, going to acting, I was 39, it was very intimidating to just walk into a place and think I could, and I didn't get roles like that. But if I had been somewhere like the theater company that we started, I think it would have been a lot easier. And when you're an adult like that and you step, I mean, it's difficult as a child, it's difficult to do that at all. But when you're a certain age and you decide that's something you want to do, it's difficult to put yourself out there like that because you already have all those insecurities mm-hmm. and fears. And I think it makes it that much harder.
Yeah.
So we just wanted to create an environment where that wasn't going to be a concern. That we want you to grow and learn, especially as an adult. And like Kathy said, kids really are taken care of. Not that we wouldn't nurture children, we would. But it's more about, you know, if you're 50 and always wanted to direct, then you're going to sit next to an excellent director mm-hmm. for a show and learn how to do that. And then the next show, you're going to direct and he's going to sit next to you. You know what I mean? And teach you, so make sure, it's that kind of, I think that's what makes us different. Yeah. Not that the audience doesn't matter, but it's really about the artist
yeah.
or in the audience. So
you guys are killing it. Freaking killing it.
Killing it.
Killing it. Okay, so I want to circle back to your friendship quickly.
All right.
Well, not quickly. So, fun fact, mm-hmm. I was thinking about this. You could not be from more like opposite places. Kathy is from Canada.
Absolutely true.
Alberta? Albertus?
Yes. Alberta.
Alberta.
Calgary.
Calgary.
Alberta. Foothills of the Rocky Mountains.
And Rachel's from the Bronx.
Yes, ma'am. It's a little different.
I feel like even looking at you sitting here.
Can I tell you a little thing about the opposites?
Please do.
We actually, because I'm Christian.
Oh, are you going to do that one? Yeah.
I'm Christian and she's Jewish.
That's true.
Oh, and a little side note, whenever I introduce her to people that don't know her, I say, after Jesus Christ, she's my favorite Jew.
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming. She'll be here all week.
But we were actually thinking about making like a web series or something.
Yeah, so we just go all the places. Yes.
And calling it A Christian and a Jew Walked into a Bar.
Come on, seriously.
What? I mean, seriously?
Right? Still? That's
beautiful.
I know. Yeah.
I would totally, I feel like if there was a camera in front of you guys all the time, I would watch it all the time.
We actually thought about doing that because we used to drive together a lot, different places and stuff. I said, we need to put a camera on.
But then
the
you get that thing where you think you're funny, but everyone else is like, you're really not funny. And
no,
you're
I,
like,
think
no
you're funny.
I think we're funny.
You guys are weird.
I think you're funny.
Yeah. But we are. We're totally opposite.
Yeah. I mean, we are, but we aren't. I mean, we're both
We're very similar in a lot of ways that count.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, but...
We like, both like drinking.
And honestly. You're incredibly vulgar.
I'm worse than her. I think I have a feeling that when she's not speaking to me, she's probably about a third as vulgar as she usually is. But I have this thing. When I get around mm-hmm. anyone, they tend to amp up their...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's here's a lovely story about me when I was a child. I used to, so bad, I used to take my mother, I love her to death, but she curses like a longshoreman. So when I was a child, she always just cursed. I would take kids in kindergarten, I'd take them into the closet and like teach them a new curse word a day. Like, I was that kid.
That's pretty cool.
You know, I was that kid. Right? That's terrible.
You need her in your class.
Here's the thing. I think it takes a very special person to be able to curse and not sound...
Gratuitous swearing is not cool.
Correct.
It is not cool.
That's right. There's a point.
Yeah.
And I know when to not curse.
No, she's an expert at it.
You know, I know I don't walk around or have job interviews or walk around in Wegmans like dropping the F-bomb. I know when not to curse.
Yeah.
And I use it more like a sentence enhancer.
Yeah.
You know, ooh, I could say like those are nice pants, or I could say those are nice fucking pants. Yeah. You know?
Story about when you went to Civit, your first experience, and you said, and I can't tell it, but you said, oh, I'm at home. Oh, God, you've got to tell
it. It's a really dirty joke, though.
Well, you can beep it.
You can like, tell it.
Okay. You know. I was in A Christmas Carol. That was the first show I ever did. It was at Civit.
Which when I met her, I said, go audition for Christmas Carol. Yeah. So that was the first time that we met.
Were you Mrs. Cratchit?
I was.
I was the ghost.
I wish I could have seen that. That's one of my biggest lifetime regrets that I didn't see in that role.
But that was our first thing together.
That
we actually met at audition.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah. So anyway.
So I'm in the theater. We're at, I think it was dress rehearsal or something. And Bill Sanders. Hi, Bill. Bill Sanders says, it was warm in a theater. He said something, oh, I'm so sorry for this. He said something along the lines of, I think it's as hot in here as a bride's vagina on her wedding night. Or it's as moist in here as a bride's vagina on her wedding night. And like, everybody else went out, and I said, oh my God, I found my people. It took me until I was almost 40 years old, and I have found where I belong.
Who would be offended by that?
No, but I don't know who. I mean, I thought, oh my God, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a great analogy.
And yeah. I have not, I really, she it did her home. It did take me 40 years to find it, but I have found my home.
Yeah. Say vagina, and you feel
I know.
Home.
Yes. Exactly. And he's, yeah, he's going to, yeah, yeah, he'll probably correct that I screwed the joke up when he hears this, but whatever.
I think it's a pretty good joke.
It's not bad. Yeah.
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 I have another question about your friendship.
Yes.
And you know it's coming. Because I was exploiting you today.
I saw you on Instagram.
I saw that story on Instagram.
Listen, okay, so this is the first time we've had two guests on Ladies of the LV. And for the past two women, it was super easy for me to find a cute picture of them when I post it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, how am I going to find a picture of the both of them that's like, you know, high quality? Right. So I was thinking it was going to take me a decent amount of time to
get
all of 30 seconds.
About 30 seconds.
It, all I had to do was search your name once on social media. It could have been any social media. I don't even remember which
that's
one
correct.
Was.
That's correct. Yeah.
And you have about roughly 900 professional romantical photos together.
Wow. We need to get some work done.
Like a couple, like an engagement photo shoot, Amy.
Well, really?
Amy and I don't even have a good picture together.
No, we're way behind.
Yes. You need to get closer with Elaine because she'll just take them.
Well, she made it seem like one of you would be doing headshots.
She made it seem like I like literally just followed you.
I know.
I'm like, I'm like, what is this?
She didn't just show up. You
tell us your side of the story.
That's not true.
No, we were both going. It's not like you just showed up.
I don't think
although
I did
she does follow me
why
around.
Why did you run? Yeah. Can I just, I love it. I think it's beautiful. I think you should get photo shoots with your girlfriends.
It was her thing. I was just, here's what, okay. To be fair to Elaine. Yes, I did go with her.
But she knew you were coming.
But she knew I was coming. And I was not, one of them I was not made up. And those are the ones that she probably destroyed and we were holding hands. Or I was like, do not post
so
those.
Cute. We're walking down the sidewalk in downtown Easton. Yeah. Elaine's behind us and we're holding hands.
Like,
Yeah.
Was that staged or was that just natural?
We staged it. No, we don't usually hold hands.
No, not usually.
Not usually.
Well.
You interlaced your fingers? It wasn't even like a...
I don't remember. It was that was the one where I was I had like a hat on. I was hideous.
No, you didn't have a hat on.
But I did not come fully made up. The one that you saw the pictures of.
Yes.
I was made up.
Yeah. Okay. There was definitely more than two times.
Mm-hmm.
So
that we were together.
With Elaine? No. Two times with Elaine.
Oh, and then, but you have a lot of other, like, very, like, high-quality photos together.
Well, to be fair, the Christmas one was at Elaine's, but she was doing an open house for her...
Oh, the naughty and nice.
Yeah, she was doing an open house for her company, her, when she had opened the new studio. So it was an open house with everybody doing pictures like that. It wasn't kind just like us.
That's correct.
All right. All right.
But if you bring a cameraman in here, we will do it right now. We have no, we don't care. Yeah.
We have no shame. No.
Listen, I think it's beautiful. I don't, there's not really like harsh judgment. It's more of like inquisitive judgment.
Right. Oh, I understand.
Like, how do you get so many photos together?
You should see the Snapchats we send each other.
Oh my God.
I would actually love to see the Snapchats you send each other.
It's funny because, you know, we see each other. We used to see each other like almost every day. Yeah. It was getting ridiculous.
It's a little.
But now we don't. But if we don't see each other after like 3 or 4 days, all of a sudden I'll get a Snapchat.
Just checking in. I'm like, and that's it.
Yeah, but, you know.
It's just a nice little, I still know you're there, even though we can't see each other.
Yeah. Do you ever go 3 or 4 days without seeing each other?
Sometimes we do. Yeah.
We have.
Is that hard for you?
No, it's all right. I usually am here now, so it's like she's here.
Yeah. Yes.
But even when she's not here. Yeah.
It feels very Kathy-like in here.
Doesn't it? Like, even, like, the furniture, like, it's so her. Well, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very neutral.
Yes.
I mean,
your style sense.
It's earthy.
Yes. That is your style earthy. Sense. It's
and
earthy.
There's, like, a camera watching us, which...
Well, not right now.
Okay.
It's off right now.
She turns it off. Sometimes she turns it... Sometimes I'll come in here and I have to alert her. I'm in now. You can turn the camera off. But you can speak through the cameras. So sometimes I'll come in. I will get the alert at the camera that there's motion from the camera. And you can talk through those. She'll still be like, hey, bitch. And I'm like, all right, just turn the camera
off. Sometimes I'll look and she'll be like this in front of the camera. I'm flipping the bird. Rachel. Yeah.
Amy, do you know why we warned you about them?
Sorry. We're actually being good.
Mm-hmm. No, this is... It was great to meet you, ladies. I want to see these pictures, though. I haven't seen them.
Oh, I'll show you.
Oh, I bet you will. Yeah.
All right, so I have some. We have some fun open-ended questions for you. Amy and I have been talking about, like, different ways we can sort of end our interviews. But before I do that, I feel like we said the names of your theater company and your studio, but is there like anything coming up that you want the people to know about? Anything you're super proud of?
You start.
This is your time.
I am going to, and you'll probably get angry at me, but I do have to name my co-founder because I think that's not nice that I didn't do that. I know he's a man, but it matters.
He's got a peep.
He has a peep. we have the Glass Menagerie, which is coming up on March 2nd. Yes, March 2nd.
It's next weekend.
It is Friday. It opens Friday at Touchstone Theater.
Cool.
It is cool. I directed it, so if it's awful, it's Kathy's fault.
Did she put my name on it?
I did put her name on it.
Kind of like a clothing designer, you know, they come along and they put their name on it.
I just used her name because I thought people will think it's credible if Kathy's part of it.
Why do you think that?
Well, nobody knows
who I am. Wait, are you saying that a costume designer shouldn't have their name on it unless they sew everything?
No. I mean a clothing designer. They'll come by and they'll approve the design and then they'll say, oh, that's Louis Vuitton.
I see what you're saying.
So I think just saying Eric Hirsch is enough. There, I'm done. That was enough of a plug.
I know him.
Yeah, he's the other, he's the...
Co-founder.
Yeah, him.
Okay, well, you get one...
I said it once, I'm done.
Okay, one male there, name dropper. I said it one.
No more penis, we're done.
Okay, I'm done with the peep. Don't you have an all-female playwrights festival?
We do. You can explain that because I just talked about the peep in my show. Go ahead.
Okay.
Well, we are collaborating with Kirsten Egan and Melissa Gump.
Melissa Gump from Star of the Day.
Star of the Day Productions. Yep. Actually,
another Kirsten, badass female.
I love Kirsten.
Yes.
Kirsten came up with the idea of this On the Horizon.
Yep. All female playwright festival.
Playwright festival. We put it out there. We got some great submissions.
Really great. I was amazed, but just
local people or.
Most
80% were local.
Yeah, there's a couple from the Philly area.
Yeah,
that we're really excited about. There's some great material, and so we're going into the planning phase with that. We may be putting out some casting calls for actors who will be asked to come and read.
That's March 31st at St. John's, UCC in Emmaus.
I'm available.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be, it's broken up into two different times. I mean, we'll have a little bit more about the schedule when more finalizing everything. But these women, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's really good. Amazing material. Yeah. It's very cool.
Really, really good.
Any interest in getting into the acting world?
I don't think so.
I heard your voice on WFMZ the other day.
And I have a great hairline too, apparently.
She does, doesn't she? That's going to be a staple in our conversations. But I heard your voice.
Thank you.
And it was beautiful.
We have the closer now.
Yeah, we do. But I didn't know if there was anything else.
Tasia Nicoli is going to be teaching some classes in April. One of them is going to be, I mean, they're all good, but one is really kind of an interesting format. She's also a playwright, and she has a play that she's going to workshop along with actors. It's like a weekend intensive the end of April. So it becomes beneficial for both the actors because they get to work with a script with a playwright and she gets to hear her work being done so she can workshop it, you know, which is a great idea for playwrights.
Yeah.
Which we have done with local playwrights.
That's the other thing Kathy's studio does. She will, you know, like workshop your script for you. She'll get people together to do that. Yeah.
We did it with Gina Miller.
Yeah.
Written plays and they think, oh, well, I'd love to hear it read out loud.
Yeah.
So we will pull together a cast. We have a table and 12 chairs here and we all sit around and read, you know, their work. If they ask for input, we're always available to give input on their work. So Tej's doing that. We also have Clayton Prince coming up. He was on Cosby Show, some soap operas. There's a whole bunch of stuff. He's an industry professional who is coming in from Philly. We'll be doing a Q&A and also doing some scene study work and answering questions on the business.
Awesome.
So he's coming March 10th and 11th. And Tasia has also a Sunday class in April for scene study.
Tasia's busy.
So Tasia is very busy, but she's a great resource. We've also got some film people that are probably going to, I haven't firmed that up yet, but some film people that are coming in to teach classes on acting for film and television, as opposed to theater, which most of our stuff has been theater focused at this point. And we also want to touch base with the film and television and commercial and voiceover stuff. So we're going to be all under one roof, all of these things for actors. So, and I myself also do coaching too. If somebody wants to work on their monologue or, you know, wants to work with scene study and stuff, I also do that as well.
So. You don't just play an actor on TV, you're an actor?
I am a real actor.
Listen, I would use you any day.
Aww. From the theater.
So can people look you up? You're on Facebook,
Sorry,
Instagram.
It just sounded like she was on like
look up
Tinder.
Kathy in the white pages.
Look her up, yo.
She's on Bumble. Holler at you. Swipe right.
Afterwords actorstudio.com. And you are?
I don't know. I'm betweenthelinestheater.com. Between the Lines Studio Theater. Oh my gosh.
Can't mess it up.
Between the Lines Studio Theater.
All right, so we have two closing questions, so I'm going to give you one each.
All right.
Are you ready? Well, Amy, you choose which one you want to give and who you want to give it to.
You look like a little turtle.
That seems unfair, though, because that's a tough one. This is a tough one.
Don't
that
give
is
me
a tough one.
Ones. Don't give me a tough question.
I think this should go to Rachel.
You get the tough one.
You go.
Okay, so Rachel gets the one that's not tough. But I want you to be super honest, all right?
She's always honest.
Okay, finish the sentence. If women ran the world...
That's not the tough one?
No. Do you want to know what Elaine said?
Yes, I saw what... I heard you what she said.
What'd she say?
Can't remember.
She said it's about fucking time.
Oh, it is about fucking time. Mm-hmm. It is about fucking time.
Okay, but I want your answer.
I don't want to give that lame answer if it would just be a better place, but I think it would be maybe a way more interesting fucking place. Seriously.
Yeah.
Aren't we just tired of, I'm sorry, I don't want to say dicks, but seriously, enough.
I am.
Okay, good. It's not just me. Yeah.
I've always been.
I know. Well, I prefer to read. At this point, but I'm old, so just I'd rather read. What's your question?
Look at her. Throw me in the air.
I mean,
no, you have a question.
I'd rather read. And I've been married for forever. I'd still rather read.
I'm going to make you a t-shirt that says
I'd rather
that.
Be reading.
Like yeah. a penis with like the red
I'd
circle.
Rather read. I'd rather be reading.
And then like a book with like a check. What would you choose?
I feel like we should end it there.
No.
It's going to get sappy now.
No, right, it's okay. On, it's okay.
Okay. It's not a hard question, but it's a question that some women find difficult to answer. So the question is, what do you love most about yourself?
About myself? I didn't get that. Oof.
It's hard.
It's hard. Women have a hard time complimenting themselves.
You know what? I really don't have a problem with that because, you know, because of my faith, I believe that everybody is created perfect. No matter, you know, if you don't feel perfect, you are, because that's how you were created. So, what was the question? My memory?
What do you love most about yourself?
I would have to say my strength and my faith, my strength and faith. I love the fact that I've been given the gift of compassion, of empathy, and encouragement. You know, I guess those would probably be. And you know what? That is a hard question for somebody who's not almost 60. You know, because I think that the older we get as women, the wiser we get. You know, we also start to realize that we know the answers to those questions, and it's not so difficult.
Kathy, will you marry me?
I love you so much.
I thought it was going to be me on your face.
Punch her in the face.
Everyone always says that at the end of my podcast. They're like, why don't you just, like, my friend the last time, she was like, it sounded like you wanted to make out with Elaine.
Yeah, it's a big love fest.
But
it is.
She just exudes love.
She does.
She does.
Why would I ask people to be on this if I didn't just want to, like, wrap their hearts
around
me?
Can you do, like, a one week of just someone you can't stand? Can you just...
Oh, that would be the most...
I can't even think of someone.
I can. I can give you my list.
They'd be mad.
What about people I can't stand? And I'll just give you that list.
Can you think of women, though?
No.
I can only think of men who I'd want on here. That
I feel bad, and like I said that bad thing. I do not hate men. I'm not one
no,
of those.
She doesn't.
I really don't.
You want to burn your bra? Elaine made me want to burn my bra. Okay. Okay. So, anyways, I love you both.
I love you.
Thank you. And I love you.
Thank you. It was so nice meeting you, Amy. You were so quiet and patient through all our ramblings. We're like, blah, blah.
Amy is like.
It's fun to be a fly on the wall.
Yeah.
She's also the voice of reason. Like, she, like, randomly will ask these questions that seem so obvious. Like, why wouldn't you ask that? But she's like the Gandhi.
Well, she's not as close either.
The Gandhi.
She just appears. I once confused Gumby and Gandhi. As I was speaking, not like by sight.
One's a bendable green.
Yes.
And the other one's Gumby?
And the other one's
Gumby.
It was
just a phonetics thing. But my friends were like, what are you talking about?
I understand. It's okay.
All right. On that note, I love you both. Thanks for being on Ladies of the LV.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for featuring so many awesome women.
Yes, fantastic.
Present company excluded.
Well, not you.
You're meant to be featured.
Yeah.
And best of luck with Between the Lines and afterwards.
Thank you.
Check them out. Google them, Facebook them, Instagram them.
Please do.
Do it.
Don't look for them on... Never mind. I'm not going to say it. All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
On behalf of everyone at Ladies of the LV, and by everyone I mean just me and Amy, don't be salty, Amy, I said your name. I would really like to thank you for listening, and if you like what you hear, please head over to iTunes and subscribe for future episodes, because we're going to have a lot of badass females on here. And by a lot, I mean hundreds, maybe even millions. Can anyone tell me the exact population of the Lehigh Valley? I don't know why I have to be so aggressive with numbers. Oh my goodness. Anyway, also, please feel free to visit veronicawithaglassofbubbly.com, where we have the podcasts and more blogs and fun things for you to read while you're sipping on a glass of champagne or the bottle. No judgment. We all do what we need to do.